All right, let's get to Andy Baggerly. Extra, how are you? How are things today?
Hey, Andy.
Hey, I'm good. Although, if you go to Hawaii, does pecan go with you? And in that case, do you have to rub suntan lotion on his back? Is that part of the deal?
You mean you're talking about the winner, not me, right?
Yeah,
the winner.
Chaperone. Well, pecan's your chaperone.
That's a very good question. I don't know.
I would never.
What about Nima? Does Nima know this?
No, he doesn't even know I have a back. Andy, not in his worst nightmare would I put that on him, all right?
We're
well, that's
friends.
Fair enough. You're a gentleman. You're a gentleman.
I like being in the foxhole with this guy. He's very good. All right. Extra Bags is with us. Andy, we've been out here since noon today and a little bit before noon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could bring us up to date on the briefing from Bruce Bochy today.
Yeah.
Well, first thing to let you know is that they're pretty confident Matt Cain's going to start on Monday, so they would activate him to start against the Brewers. And that means Albert Suarez is available in the bullpen as of right now. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know what, that's a pretty nice luxury for Bruce Bochy to have. You know, he's really trying to find a way to not go matchup to matchup with some of these relievers and to keep somebody out there for a full inning. And you've seen him do a little bit more of that with Corey Guerin, with Derek Law, faced a lefty the other day. But, you know, Josh Osich has had trouble against right-handers getting them out. He was supposed to be the Jeremy Affeldt who's supposed to be, you know, going one and a third, one and two-thirds innings, and that hasn't played out. And then, of course, you've got Santiago Casilla, who's got great overall numbers, but, you know, has come in some one-runner tight games and just has not been reliable. And Bochy stopped short of giving Casilla a vote of confidence, but he did say that he does still think Casilla right now is his best option to be in those closing situations. But if he has to step in and help him out sometimes with a left-handed matchup with Javi Lopez, then he'll do more of that. But for now, I think it's going to be nice to have Suarez as another guy down there you can turn to, maybe not even as a long guy, but somebody who could pitch the seventh. And you know, we've seen him throw 95, so their bullpen has one more potential answer today.
All right, well, the Brewers come in Monday, so Matt Cain would be going Monday against Chase Anderson. And I will let you know, the Brewers, they're going to throw Chase Anderson and Jimmy Nelson and Guerra. And in their last three starts combined, 18 and two-thirds innings, 15 hits, 3 runs.
Not bad.
5 walks, 11 strikeouts. So maybe the lefties can do some damage. This is a very lefty-oriented team, isn't it, Andy? It's sort of set up that way.
Well, it is, and I think that's part of the reason why the Dodgers altered their rotation. They already knew they had Kershaw and Kazmir in the first two games. We'll get Kazmir today. And they moved things around and replaced Mike Bolsinger with Urias, the rookie. It's one more lefty, a lefty the Giants haven't seen before that they'll probably see a lot of over the years because he's 19 years old and they feel he's going to be a rock in that rotation for many years. But no question, I think the Dodgers are looking to take advantage here of the fact that Hunter Pence is out. Buster Posey, obviously back in the lineup, but he had been out. Angel Pagan still on the DL. So, you know, even against Kershaw, you saw the Giants have 5 left-handed batters in there, pretty much out of necessity, and not a whole lot of righties on that bench. It's going to take a while for somebody like a Chris D'Onofrio to get some at-bats and extended spring, go to the minors, be ready to go. He hasn't seen live pitching since the end of March, but he's a guy we could see on the big league roster sometime before the All-Star break. But for now, you're right. The Giants are very, very left-leaning. It's like a peace and freedom convention out there.
Not
very
bad.
Good.
Not
very
bad.
Point. You know, you can always count on Extra Bags.
He's a Jeopardy champ.
He's a Jeopardy, but he always has that little... I liked your lead today and your column today and your game story, by the way. I thought it was very good. Andy, looking at the Giants, and you look at Hunter Pence and the surgery, he's back. He's as chipper as ever. Is it sort of an act, or does he really feel as good as he looks?
Well, I think even if he doesn't feel good, he's going to tell himself he feels good, and he's going to, you know, that's going to be the way he's going to present himself. I mean, he's never downtrodden or downbeat. You know, he did say that he was sad that he knew he wouldn't be able to play for a couple months, but, you know, then you take that emotion and you make it empower you in a way that you get after your rehab. And, you know, he realizes that, you know, he's not going to be able to make it back in the snap of his fingers, but You know, if he does everything right and if this thing heals right, then he could be back in about another 8 weeks. And there's still certainly a lot of time left in the season for him to make an impact. And I think, you know, that's what he has to take as his motivation, that this is not something that is season ending, that maybe he could be like a trade deadline acquisition when he comes back, around maybe the early part of August, if all works out well. And that's the way he's got to look at it and how the team has to look at it.
Andy Baggerly. Bags, what's the status on Angel Pagan?
So Angel is flying to El Paso, Texas, and he's going to play for the AAA club. Supposed to play over the weekend here. And he was talking about maybe being ready Monday, but okay. I think more likely they're going to have him play one more game for Sacramento on Monday, then maybe rest up Tuesday and be activated Wednesday. At the very least, they want to make sure that he's fine. He's going to be ready to go for the start of this next road trip Friday in Tampa. And if they have to take some extra time with him, they will. But he's already had, you know, one aggravation of this hamstring injury, and they don't want him to have another. So they want to make sure that he goes through all the tests in the minor leagues before they would activate him. But we could see him as soon as Monday. I would say more likely Wednesday. And then for sure, barring a setback, you would see him at the start of the next road trip Friday in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay. Tampa Bay, as they like to call it, the Juice Dome down there, Tropicana Field. Andy, any more fallout or reflection by Bochy on the Cueto balk last night? Any discussion about that today?
Yeah, quite a bit of discussion, and they still aren't sure exactly why it was called. You know, the one guy who didn't necessarily rush to judgment on it was Buster Posey. He pointed out last night that, you know, it was a unique set of circumstances in that Cueto was not pitching from the stretch. He was pitching from the windup with runners on base, which is something you're not going to do at, you know, the runner at first or runner at first and second. And obviously he does that shoulder shimmy a lot with nobody on base, and you can't balk with nobody on base. But you know, they don't agree that it was a balk. They don't believe he came to a complete stop and then restarted. But clearly there is an interpretation out there, and the way it was called, and the fact that the whole umpiring crew agreed, you could tell that there was some discussion about this before the game. It was, maybe if not premeditated, something that they were going to look for, whether it was the Dodgers that asked him to look for this or the league or something else. Either way, this was something the umpires were on watch for, and as soon as it happened, they called it immediately. And so if Cueto's going to have to adjust and maybe not do that with runners on base, he's just going to have to watch out for it, because whether you think it's inbounds or not, as far as the rule book goes, if it's being called, it's being called. And if it's a run, it's a run against your team, and you can't let that happen.
Pretty exciting week of baseball. You know, with the Red Sox, the two outstanding games, the Ortiz moments, the home runs, and then last night. What can happen tonight? What do you see tonight?
Wow. Well, you know, Jeff Samardzija has been pitching very well, and Kazmir is a guy that has a lot of experience, and he also has been pitching well. You know, you look at some of the lineup changes they made. They moved up Brandon Belt, and he's got a couple of homers off of Kazmir, so maybe Belt, a guy who could make an impact. You know, one thing I think is interesting is we all know this ballpark plays much more lively in the daytime, and if yesterday's game had started when today's game was starting, I think Joe Panik hits a ball off the wall, Brandon Crawford hits a ball out to center, Posey's ball in the ninth off Jansen is probably halfway up the bricks. You know, it'll be interesting to see just what'll happen, knowing the conditions will be a tad livelier. You know, I think the worst thing that could happen to the Giants is if they take a lead in the late innings and lose it, because then, you know, you start feeling like you don't have confidence in that part of your game. You've already lost some leads lately in the last week or two, starting in Atlanta with the game that went 11 innings, ended with Freddie Freeman's homer. I think for the bullpen to get a lead and protect it, I think will be good for everybody, just for some peace of mind, just to build some confidence, not only in those relievers themselves, but in the whole group around those relievers, so they don't have people like me snooping around asking questions. Hey, are you confident? Are you not confident? You know, sometimes you can be confident, but you hear the questions enough that things can start to seep in. So nip that in the bud. You know, get a lead early. Protect that lead all the way through. That's probably the best thing the Giants could do today.
Boy, that Keys to the Game by Shea Holmes, by Andy. I like that.
Yeah.
Bonte, record that. I'm going to play it during my Keys to the Game today. Very good, Andy. You're on the payroll again.
Oh, thanks.
Very good.
Marty.
All right. Very good. Love to have you on, and I'll see you shortly upstairs, Andy. Thanks,
Andy.
Okay. Thanks, fellas.
All right. Andy Baggerly. Very good. Great report from Extra Bags.
Yeah.